Around this time last year, hospitals and healthcare providers were dealing with a new type of computer malware known as WannaCry. It spread across the world, locking digital devices until owners paid a ransom. The attack targeted hospitals in the United Kingdom, and as U.S. health providers braced for the worst, Steve Curran sprung into action. He's director of the Resilience Division in the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response at Health and Human Services. Curran and his team adapted processes for handling physical disasters to a cyber attack response. Now he's a finalist for this year's Service to America medals. Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Curran about his work.
Within our organization, we coordinate all the public health and medical support at the federal level for emergencies and disasters. My office in particular, we do private sector outreach. We work closely with hospitals, drug companies, insurers, everyone in the healthcare and public health sector to prepare for any emergency that may hit them. When a cyber attack happens these days, that can have the same impact as a major emergency, as a natural disaster. WannaCry happened about almost one year ago this month, and the attack was a global malware campaign where it was hitting computers across the globe, 400,000 machines estimated hit by this attack. It has particularly heavy impact in the UK with the National Health Service, impacting about a third of their largest healthcare providers, canceling 20,000 medical appointments. And we saw this happening in the UK. We really saw the potential for this to be a major emergency here in the U.S., and that's how we mobilized. We mobilized using our emergency management structures that we developed for hurricanes and tornadoes and floods, mobilized that same structure, brought in other parts of the department to help us with that and to work with us on that, and mounted a response to WannaCry with private sector partners to prepare for what might be or might have been a large incident here in the U.S.
We're speaking with Stephen Curran. He's a finalist for the Samuel J. Heyman Service to America Medal Award, and he's also director of the Division of Resilience at the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. So you talk about response and preparedness efforts. What went into that with the private sector partners and other government leaders that you worked with? What, you know, you talk about work. Let's kind of get into the nitty-gritty there. What were you telling them to be aware of and be ready for?
Certainly, when we started responding to this incident, first of all, we had to get the buy-in from the senior leadership of the department, and that was briefing them on the potential of the incident and saying that we needed to mount a department-wide response. This is not just one agency within the department doing this, and they completely bought into that and were very supportive throughout the whole incident. The secretary operationalized and mobilized the secretary's operations center to coordinate across the entire department. We had outreach from the first day to private sector owners and operators of healthcare critical infrastructure. So this started with emails telling them that this incident's out there. We just found out about it this morning. When we found out that there was a patch available that would mitigate the effects of this new malware, we sent out information on that so people could apply the patch, other protective measures, and then we held daily teleconferences with them throughout the weekend, letting them know what we knew, the latest information as it was evolving, and hearing from them the impacts that they were seeing in their healthcare systems. We had trade associations on the call that could tell us what their members were seeing, and it gave us this good situational awareness, this picture of how this was affecting the U.S., and it helped us make sure that the private sector response was well coordinated with the federal response.
WannaCry was in the headlines for a little bit, and I guess the reason it wasn't in the headlines longer was because of people like yourself. How did this this malware infiltrate UK's healthcare infrastructure, and how were you able to prevent it from what measures were taken to prevent it from doing the same thing here?
There were many reasons why certain systems and infrastructure were affected by WannaCry and others weren't. We were affected here, so it did infiltrate systems here, some medical devices, mainly imaging equipment that got affected by WannaCry that was rendered non-operational. We had hospitals that were hit by it. So there were some impacts. In the UK, they actually had a good report after the incident that talked about some of the vulnerabilities that they discovered, how this hit them, why this hit them. The short story on that really is that this was a new vulnerability that although there was a patch available for it, had not been out for very long. And depending on which systems were left unpatched or there was a door to get into them, they were vulnerable potentially to WannaCry. There was also the time zone issue. When people were turning on their computers in Europe, we had a full 5 or 6 hours to see what was happening as we were putting our systems back online, our IT professionals here could see what was happening in the UK, learn those lessons, and start applying the patches here. So there are a number of factors that made things different, but what we did think was very important was to alert the private sector very early, make sure at every level of these organizations, up to the CEO level, they were aware that this is a critically important thing to do, to patch their systems, and if it required working through that weekend, getting more hands on deck to take care of that issue, that's something that needed to be done because it really had the potential to be a serious impact to the healthcare system.
Stephen Curran is director of the Division of Resilience at the Department of Health and Human Services. You spoke about how your office also does work when there are natural disasters, things that we can actually see that affect the healthcare industry. What similarities did you see from this incident compared to actual, hurricane response efforts, so to speak?
What we're finding is that no matter what the incident is, whether it's a hurricane, tornado, flood, or it's a cyber attack, one thing that's critically important is how we organize ourselves across all levels of government and the private sector. So when I said we activated the Secretary's Operations Center here, that's the same Operations Center we used in 2017 to respond to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the other hurricanes that year. We didn't have field-level people deployed like we would for those incidents. So for those incidents, we had a tremendous number of folks downrange, healthcare providers providing care in those environments. But the coordination, making sure that all those parts were moving in sync, that all happens the same way. At ASPR, our organization, we're preparing for what we consider 21st century health threats. And that's looking at all the health and medical care we provide for a more standard natural disaster or other emergency, and looking at those things that now with our increasingly interconnected world, we're now exposed to, with increases of technology, new ways in which we can be impacted, how actually a cyber attack can have the potential to impact public health. And what we're realizing is that our traditional emergency management structures work very well for any of those threats that we may see in the future.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you to expand upon that part a little bit. Now that first off, I'll ask, are you currently working any current incident going on right now? And if not, are you just constantly trying to update your preparedness tactics for the next possible cyber attack to the healthcare industry?
Yes, we are. There's always something going on. It depends on what level we need to escalate our level of response. We have an Office of Information Security, which is within our Office of the Chief Information Officer at HHS. They have a center where they're monitoring these incidents round the clock, seeing new threats and vulnerabilities come through. When there's something that really triggers them, they say, this really could be a major incident. We have a discussion. We think about how is this going to affect healthcare? Is this a vulnerability of a system that, let's see, our medical device manufacturers are using or our hospitals are using or the insurers are using? And if we think there's a significant vulnerability, that's when we'll start escalating, doing communications, doing outreach. And what we're working through right now is really enhancing all of those plans, being more specific about when do we think a vulnerability has a significance where we need to reach the entire sector. It's not always an easy call. And I think as we talk through that, as we figure it out, as we adjust to this new threat environment, we're going to be continuing to develop better plans for how we manage cyber incidents.
I always enjoy asking folks who are working in the disaster preparedness field, what is your doomsday scenario? What do you think is the big, one that we all need to watch out for? And how can, even just basic patients keep their cyber health a little bit better for when it comes to health records?
We're in a new environment. And as I said, we are in an environment in which cyber attacks are a potential threat to public health. And what we've seen over the past 10 to 15 years, cyber attacks have been present against healthcare, but their focus has primarily been on privacy issues, financial issues, identity theft, fraud, things like that, which all continue and all remain concerns. But in the last 5 years, we've seen an escalation in these attacks. We've seen more sophisticated attacks, more higher numbers of people impacted, and we've seen the transition to attacks that start impacting functions within healthcare. We see these ransomware attacks where individuals will basically lock up the data in a hospital and demand a ransom until they release that data. That is an operational impact in that hospital, as much as if that hospital lost power or had other damage done to it. So what we are really concerned about is when we start seeing attacks that could actually impact public health and safety. I think we're on the edge of that. We've seen public health and safety put at risk. But what we really want to prevent is any disruption to care from a cyber attack that may actually impact our patients.
Steve Curran is director of the Resilience Division in the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response at the Health and Human Services Department. and a Service to America Medals finalist. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.